Malayang Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of November, 1973, in Delhi, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Vam Sajivam.
Yamuna Tira Vanajara. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Sakshat dadhana munayo ज्ञान वैराग्य युक्तया पश्यन्ति आत्मानम आत्मनि भक्ता श्रुतौ गृहीतः. वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ सुत गोस्वामी. व्हाट इज द पर्पज ऑफ लाइफ? जीवस्य तत्त्व जिज्ञासा. द ओनली बिजनेस ऑफ द ह्यूमन बीइंग इज टू इंक्वायर अबाउट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ. Tattva Jigyasa. And that tattva has been explained in the previous verse. Badanti tat tattva vidas tatyam yad jnanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sarve. So, the absolute truth is one. There is no doubt about it. But, according to our angle of vision, we appreciate the absolute truth in different ways, although the absolute truth is one. Somebody is realizing the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma, and somebody is realizing the absolute truth as localized Paramatma, super soul, and somebody is realizing the absolute truth as the Supreme Personality of God. That is the last word, Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the matter of understanding the absolute truth. So, our Goswami Bhavananda has explained about the absolute truth, Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan sa Bhagavaniti. But who is Bhagavan? That has been also explained. Bhagavan means Sarvaishwarya Purva, complete in six opulence. He is Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulence. Just like we say Bhagavan. This Bhagavan word comes from Bhaga. Bhaga bhavarthe shikarma bhagya. And Bhagavan is Bhatu, Astathe Bhatu. If somebody possesses something, this affix Bhat or Mat is used. So Bhagavan means one who has got opulences. So Bhagavan, Krishna, when he was present on this planet, nobody could excel his opulence. That's a fact, everyone knows. People want to enjoy. That is natural tendency. The association of omen. Here also we see that very, very rich men, they want to associate with nice, beautiful omen. In the Western countries I have seen, in Paris, there are many clubs. So the club business is to go and enjoy the association of nice, beautiful women. So everyone knows it. The tendency is there. That is also richness. So that richness I have already explained. Here in the material world, the same thing is represented, perverted, not in actual position. Therefore, we are frustrated. So, there are two kinds of philosophers, the mental speculators, empiric philosophers, They therefore reject that this should be zero. Here, the association of woman is so abominable that it should be rejected. But they have no information that this association of woman and man is so opulent in the spiritual world. Otherwise, how Krishna is associating with the gopis? Gopi bhava rasam ritabil hari. Goswami, the six Goswami, about their life, they are described by Srinivasa Acharya. Taktyat turnam asesa mandalapati sanayin sadat tuchava. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami were ministers in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah, most opulent. So, naturally, the minister must have association with big, big jamindars, lords, aristocratic family. But about them it is said, when they joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, resigning from their ministership, so that is described by Srinivasa Acharya, taktva turnam asesa mandalapati sena. Mandalapati means big, big jamindars, aristocrats. So taktva, give up that association. Just that we are flattered here. If we can mix with a very big, rich man, we consider very fortunate. But these Goswamis, they gave up. Taktva turnam asesa. Not only one, two. They were ministers, everyone is coming to flatter him. All big, big jamindars. But he gave up that association. Taktva turnam asesa mandalapati sanin sada tuchava. Tuchha means very insignificant. Then what they became? Bhutya dine kanesa kaukaranaya kaupina kantha asuko. Dina Ganesha ko, just to show favor to the poor souls. Dina Ganesha. Gana. Gana means people in general. So, just to show them favor, accepted the life of a mendicant. Takva surnam asesa mandalapati saning sada tuchabat bhutva dina Ganesha ko karunaya kopina kantha. Kopinakam, that is the last stage of sannyas, paramahamsastha, a loin cloth and an underwear. Kopinakam thasi. But we have got practical experience that if somebody from very exalted post becomes a renouncer, he cannot tolerate that. We have seen it. In Calcutta, there is a big man, Yobhar. Mr. C.R. Das, Gandhi's lieutenant, he gave up his practice. In those days, he was 50 years ago, he was earning 50,000 rupees. That is not joke. So he became mendicant. All Gandhi's followers, they became mendicant. Without becoming mendicant, you cannot do any welfare activities. That is the Vedic process, sannyas. So, but he could not leave. After giving up his job as a lawyer, he could not leave for more than 1 year. Because he was living very opulently, and he all of a sudden became a mendicant. He could not tolerate. That we have seen. But here we see that the Goswamis, they are also very big men, ministers. But how they lived? Tattva turnamasesa mandalapati sanayin sada tuchabha bhutva dina ganesha kaukarunaya kaupina kanthas. Gopi bhavamrita lahari. Gopi bhava. They were living simply by thinking of the ecstatic love of gopi. Gopi bhavamrita. That is compared with the ocean. And the ocean is beautiful. Constant flowing of waves. Similarly, the ocean of bliss of the gopis relationship with Krishna, these Goswamis were always absorbed in Gopi Bhava Mritabhidhari Kallola Magnau Maho Mallevu Pasanatano Jagajugo Sri Jiva Gopalu. So, Krishna's opulence, Krishna's dealings with the gopis, they are not ordinary things. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Stavi Ja Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhiratma Bhuta Govindamadi Purusham Tamam. He has got his pleasure protection. Anandamaya Vyasa, the supreme absolute truth, is the reservoir of all pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasa. So, Brahma realization, Paramatma realization and Bhagavan realization. If you realize Bhagavan, then you realize Brahma and Paramatma. Just like if you have got 1 lakh of rupees, 10 rupees or 50 rupees are already there within. Similarly, if you understand Krishna, Bhagavan, then you understand automatically what is Brahma and what is Paramatma. But if you simply stick to Brahma realization or Paramatma realization, the Jnanis, they are interested in Brahma realization. Realization cannot be continued if you do not realize the other two things, namely Paramatma and Bhagavan, Chit and Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda, simply realization of Sat, Om Tat Sat, will not satisfy you, because you are part and parcel of the Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. So you are also form, because you are part and parcel of the form, therefore you have got a form. The form may be different in the material world. Krishna therefore claims all forms. Sarvajonishu kaunte sambhavanti murtayo. Sarvajonishu, there are different 8,400,000 forms of living entities. And Krishna claims sarvajonishu kaunte sambhavanti murtayo, as many forms are there. Tasa mahajani brahma ahama bija parvapita. Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father. So Krishna is father for all living entities. They are simply struggling here in this material world under different desires, and therefore they are getting, transmigrating from one body to another, and in this way they are wandering within this material world. That is their real disadvantage, position. Therefore Krishna says the real problem is janma mittu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudasa. This is the real problem. Whole spiritual process should be executed to get out of this entanglement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is real problem. So Krishna therefore comes that why you are rotting in this material world, manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karsu, why you are struggling so hard for ananda. Everyone is struggling for ananda, but he does not know where that ananda is there. Anandamaya Vyasa, Krishna, the Supreme, Absolute Truth, he is the reservoir of Ananda. Therefore he will see Krishna's picture always in Ananda. Wherever he will see Krishna, Krishna is in the battlefield, still he is smiling, Ananda. He is not morose. Arjuna is morose, but he is not morose, because he is Anandamaya Vyasa. So, everything is there. The pleasure which we are hunting here within this material world, everything is there, full. full anand. You can enter into the Anandamaya's Leela that he practically demonstrates in Vrindavan. He is playing with his cowherd boy's friend. He is dancing with the gopis. He is playing as a child to his father and mother, Yashoda. He has got conjugal love with Radharani. Everything is there. Therefore, here it is. Tat suddhana munayo jnana vairagya yukta pashyanti. He can see all this anandamaya leela, atmane, within yourself. How? Tat suddhana sadhya. The sadhya means, I have already explained many times, it is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Saddha shabde visha sudhira nishcha. This is called saddha. When you firmly believe, saddha shabde visha sudhira nishcha. Without any shaking, not shaking platform, firmly. What is that? Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kritah. If you become a devotee of Krishna, then all perfection is there. This is called saddha. Because Krishna says at the last stage of his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman purittajya mam ekam saranam. Saranam, voluntary, insignificant. Then I take charge of you. Aham tva sarva pape bhamakhoishyami maasuto. Then no question of considering, do it immediately. That Krishna says. See, if one accepts this principle, then that is called saddha. Here it is, say, because after Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad was written. So one who accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is, not by malinterpretation, as it is, then that is called saddha. Saddhadhana munayo. As soon as you become a surrendered soul, then you become one of the munis, great mind, wide mind, muni, mahatma, munayo. And what kind of saddhya? Jnana vairagya yukta. Two things must be there, jnana and vairagya. I have already explained that actually our aim of life, human life, is to acquire knowledge and vairagya. Simply talking of knowledge is useless. There must be vairagya. Therefore, Sripad Shankaracharya, he never liked simply talking. First of all, become a sannyasi. That was his propaganda. Then you talk. So, jnana vairagya, one who has actually gaining, he must be vairagi. Vairagi means vigato raga. We are not ragi. Ragi means attachment. You are materially attached. And when you become actually gaining, then you should be materially detached. That is called jnana vairagya yukta. Tasaddhana manayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmane atmanam. Atmane, within his mind and within himself, he sees the Paramatma. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti jan jogi. Perfect jogi. Always see the Supreme Personality of God within himself. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochane na santa sadaiva rideshu vilokane jan samasundara. The question was why Krishna is black. But that black is described in the Brahma Sanda. Shamasundara. Here, one who is black, nobody likes to see. Naturally. But Krishna is black, at the same time the most exquisitely beautiful. That we cannot adjust. In another place it is said, Mashitambuda Sundarangam. Mashitambuda Sundarangam. His body is just like black cloud. Kandarpa Koti Kamani. Kandarpa Koti Kamani. We understand Kandarpa, the Cupid, as very beautiful. But if you, millions of Kandarpas act together to increase the beauty, and that is also not comparable with Krishna's beauty. So, these contradictory terms cannot be understood unless one has got the ointment of love of God. Premanjana churita bhakti vilojana. Anjana. Anjana, you understand. A kind of ointment. Premanjana churita bhakti vilojane na santa sadaiva rideshu vilojana. So, the first beginning is sadhya. Tas sadhadhana munayu. Adho sadhya. If you have got this faith, this is the Bhagavad Gita, is just to create the preliminary faith to understand God. That is the one. That is Bhagavad Gita. Because we do not know, we cannot understand God with these blunt senses. Atasya Krishna Namadi na bhaved grahyam indriya. The present senses, they are simply after material gratification. So how they can understand Krishna? That is not possible. Therefore it is said, Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya. You can understand after Jnana. Jnana means Brahma Bhuta. One who understands, Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this material world. I am spirit soul. So Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Now we are designated by this bodily relationship. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am black, I am white, I am strong, I am weak, I am fatty, I am thin. So many. These are all designations. So one has to become free from the designation. That is gyan. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Upadhi. This upadhi, the bodily conception of life, is called upadhi. So sarva upadhi, when you become completely free, no more thinking like American, Indian, Brahmin, Sudra, no. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Gopi bhattu padakamalevu dasa dasa anuda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his identification in this way. I am not a Brahmin. I am not a Sudra. Neither I am a king, neither I am a Vaishya, neither I am a sannyasi. I am nothing of it. Because this material designation, varna ashram. Four varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, and four ashram. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and sannyasi. So anybody must be within these eight categories. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I don't belong to any of these categories. Naham vipranachana rupati na jyotibha. Then what you are? Gopi bhattu padakamalo dasa dasaru dasa. Gopi bhattu, the maintainer of the gopis. Gopi bhattu, the master of the gopis, Krishna. Padakamalo, lotus feet. And his servant, dasa. And his servant, his servant, his servant, his servant, his servant in this way. Servant, servant. The more you become servants and servant, then you are liberate. Here this material world, they want master. He is master, I am his master, I am his master, I am his master. They are trying to become master. And it is just the opposite, to become the servant. This is Vaishnava. How to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant? Oh, 100 times servant. Because this philosophy is understood by becoming a servant, not by becoming a master. That is not. That is called Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya. Because so long wants to be become a master, he is still in Agyan. Because he cannot be master. How he can be master? Real master is Krishna. Bhoktaram sar jagtapasam sarvaloka maheswaram. How you can be master? Can you become more than Krishna? He is sarvaloka maheswaram. So this is gap, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciates. Not to become master or God, to become servant of the God, not only servant, but servant, 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 100 times down it. Then you become perfect. And that is the demand of Krishna, that you first of all become servant. Sarvadharmān parityajya, māme kaṁ saraṇam. Because that is your real position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms it. Jiver sarupai nitya Krishna dham. This is our position. This is gyan. Anyone who is claiming other than this is not in knowledge, is agyan. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Several times, maybe. Bahunam janmanam anti. After many, many births, trying to become the master. When actually he becomes Jnanavan, then Jnanavan Mama Prabhupada. This is the sign. When he surrenders to Krishna, there is real knowledge. That knowledge is not sentiment, because Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after experiencing many, many births, I am the master, I am God, I am this, I am that. So when he actually Jnanavan, Māṅa prapadyante Vāsudeva sarvani. When he understands, oh, Vāsudeva Krishna is the original. That is real gyan. That is real gyan. That's why it is jnana vairagya. Then you have to become vairagi to your puffed up consciousness that I am master, I am God, I am this, I am that. No. That is called jnana vairagya. Jnana vairagya cittaya. And again it is confirmed, bhaktiya. As soon as the bhakti word is used, there is no question of becoming master. Bhakti is used via media between Bhagavan and bhakta. The dealings of Bhagavan and bhakta is called bhakti. Bhakti bhajadhātu. Bhajadhātu seva. Seva. Seva means there is a seva and there is a master. Sevya. One he is worshipped or one is served. Then the process is called bhakti. Here it is also said. Bhaktya. What kind of bhakti? Bhakta śruta grihitaya. Śruta. By hearing. Śruti. Or Vedas. Completely on the basis of Vedic knowledge. That bhakti. Not sentimental. Sentimental bhakti is also there because the acceptance of Krishna is there, therefore there is some value. But real bhakti, see, Jiva Goswami has commented that bhakti based on understanding of Vedanta Sutra is perfect. On basis of knowledge and vairagya. That is. Here Krishna has also said, Brahma Sutra Pada Ischaiva, Hetu Madhvi Vininitam. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. So actually in the Vedanta Sutra, everything is bhakti. But unfortunately, people have taken Vedanta in a different way. After the Sharirat Bhashya. But all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, they have all their commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanti does not mean simply the Mayavadis. Actually, Vedantis are the devotees. Because Vedanta, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the last word. The last word is Bhagavan. That is Vedanta. Here it is said. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Sadhu. If you understand by studying Vedanta, simply Brahma realization, that is not perfect. If you understand Paramatma realization by studying Vedanta, that is also not part. When you come to understand Bhagavan, that is pathway. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaishta sarvai ahamiva Gita. By studying Vedanta or all Vedic literature, if you do not understand Krishna, then samayeva hi kevalam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Cha Tat Ajitam. These things are required. Gyanam Vairagyam. That is very easily achieved. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. If Bhakti Yoga is adopted unto the Supreme Personality of God Vasudeva, then very soon Janayati Asu. Asu means very soon. Jnana Vairagya. Ahito. The example, you can see. These European, American boys and girls, how they have become Vairagya? They have got immense opportunity for material enjoyment. Material enjoyment means money and honor. That is the standard of material enjoyment. So these boys, these girls, they have got enough. The money is thrown on the street. And woman is loitering on the street. He can pick up as many as he likes. That is the Western country. But they have left everything. That is Vairagya. Why? Jnana. They have obtained the real knowledge. Krishna through Bhagavan. As Bhavananda Maharaj said. They have firmly fixed on. Krishna through Bhagavan. Let us sacrifice our life for Krishna. That is real jnana and vairagya. Bhakti. This is to be understood bhakti. Because without bhakti, there is no admission in the kingdom of God. That is not possible. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti mam abhijanati javan jastrami tattata. Katomang tattato gyatva visate tadanam. Vishate means enter. One is admitted in the spiritual world. Parastasmatu bhavanna. There is spiritual world. There is another world. Parastasmatu bhavanna. Bhaktya bhakta sanatana. That sanatana dhāma. That sanatana dhāma. You cannot enter without being a bhakta. Bhaktama vijana. Those who enter the spiritual world, Brahma, nirvishesh Brahma, because they are lacking in bhakti, they again falls down. That is stated in the Bhagavata. Arujya kritchena param padam tata patanti adha. Anadita dasmadanga. Jannir vindakha vimutta manina tayyasta bhavat abhishuddha buddhaya. There are certain persons, they are thinking, now I have become liberated. Jenne Aurvindaka, Vimukta Manina. Vimukta Manina means thinking that they have become liberated. But Abhishuddha Buddhaya, their intelligence is not yet clear. So what is the result? Suppose one realizes Brahma realization is not Mukta. Yes, he is Mukta, that's all right. But the intelligence is not yet clear. Why? Arujya kritchena param padam tato. After undergoing severe austerities and penances, they rise up to the Brahma loka, param padam. Patanti adha, again falls down. Again falls down. Why? Anadita jusmadangha. Just like the impersonal sky, you can go in the sky with your speedy airplane. But if you don't get a shelter in any planet, you will have to come in. Just like this moon planet was going and coming. Why don't they stay there? So it is doubtful whether they are going. So anyway, this is the position of the nirvishesh bhava. Because they do not enter in one of the Vaikuntha planets, because they are not bhaktas, they are not admitted. Without being bhakta, nobody is allowed to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Just like here in the sky, there are millions and millions of planets. Similarly, in the Brahma Jyoti, There are also millions and millions of planets. They are called Vaikuntha Loka. But in those Vaikuntha Lokas, only bhaktas are admitted, not the non-devotees. They can go to the Brahma Loka. Brahma Loka is combination of the spirit souls. But spirit soul means part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, who is Anandamaya. So, they do not get that ananda. They simply are elevated to the position of eternity. But eternity without ananda. Just now you just imagine, suppose you are given a very nice place. You are ordered that you live here eternally. But don't I allow nobody else. You cannot live alone. How long will you? Because as a living entity, as part and parcel of Krishna, you want ananda. So ananda is required, society, friendship and love. That is ananda. That is not impersonalism, that is personalism. So unless you enter to the personal activities of Krishna, there cannot be ananda. There cannot be, unless you are qualified to dance with Krishna, to play with Krishna, to become father of Krishna, mother of Krishna, and enjoy the anandamaya, anandachinmaya rasa, pratibhavitari, you cannot be happy. Therefore, arujya krichena, the Brahma pad, the supreme, parampada, it is called parampada, arujya krichena parampada patanti tata adha. Adha, they fall down. Therefore you see sometimes big sannyasi, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. They give up this world, take sannyas, or after sometimes they come to politics, to socialize. Why? If the jagat is mithya, why you are interested in politics and sociology and welfare? That means anadita jasmadangha. He could not get ananda without being in touch with the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, there comes this ananda. Ananda, arujya-krichena, this is practice. So, simply Brahma realization is not perfect. Simply Paramatma realization is also not perfect. When you realize Bhagavan, then you realize Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan simultaneously. That is ananda. That is ananda. That is available as it is. Pasanti atmani atmanam atmanam bhaktya srutagrihitaya srutagrihitaya hearing. Therefore Rupa Goswami says Suti Siti Puranadi Panchadatri ki vidhin vina oikanti ki harer bhakti utpataeva kalita. One who does not understand the bhakti philosophy through Shruti, through Veda, Smriti, just like Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, and Narada Pancharatra. Without reference to these books of knowledge, if one becomes a so-called devotee, that is not accepted by Rupa Goswami. Here also it is said, Bhakta Srutagrihitaya, Srutagrihita, knowledge, full knowledge, through Vedas. Bhaktya with devotion. Dry Vedic knowledge makes you impersonalist. Only a partial realization. Therefore, bhakti must be there. Bhakti means without any result of karma and jnana. Annavilasita sunnam, jnana karma anavidam. People are interested with dharma, artha, kam, moksha. But Bhagavad says that above that, dharma prajita koitamanta. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharmartha kam moksha, they are cheating because they are not giving directly the devotional service to the Lord. Dharmartha kam moksha. Therefore, Vyasadeva says, dharmartha kam moksha, dharma prajita koitava atra paraman nirmar saranam. Vastava vastu vidamatra. So, if we want to understand the real reality, Vastava vastu, that is Krishna, then this is the process. What is that? Tasadadhanam nainu. Jnana vairagya vittaya. Pasanti atmani atmanam vakta sruta grihita. You have to receive through the channel of parampara system, bhakti, evam parampara praptam imam rajasayam. Do parampara. Adu gurvasra. Therefore you have to accept a guru. He is coming in the parampara. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna is parampara. Because the parampara was lost, Krishna again said Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. As Arjuna understood, if you understand Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna understood, if you understand Krishna, then your understanding of Krishna is perfect. And if you invent some imaginary meaning, then you are samaye vahi kevalo, waste of time. So don't do that. Try to understand Krishna as he is, as he speaks himself about himself. Pran like this. What is the difficulty? If Krishna says, if God says I am like this, why you are manufacturing ways and means to understand God? Uselessly wasting time. God is giving his name. God is giving his address. God is giving his activities. Everything is there. Why don't you understand God? Why are you searching? This is God. Samaya vai dharma sthanasthita pumsa visakshena kathasya nupada edurutengedi samaya vai ki. So don't waste time in searching out what is God. God is canvassing it. I am God, yeah. Bhaktas manmanabha madhyadi madhyadi namaskuru. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a manufactured way. It is simply the standard. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyani manganamaskuru. We are preaching this class. It is not difficult. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. It is not that I am playing something wonderful. What wonderful? They talk about this, that I have done something wonderful. I do not know any wonderful thing. I only know to present Krishna as he is. That's all. This is the secret. See, anyone can understand Krishna as he is from Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavatam. Why do they search out? Why they should invent some means? This is useless waste of time. Thank you very much.